Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for us getting to your word. Thank you for your spirit that gives us understanding. Thanks that without your spirit, without the blood of Jesus and the new covenant, we are carnal and we are dead in sin. But thank you, Lord, you made us alive in Christ Jesus. The law of the spirit of life set us free from the law of sin and death. Now, thank you as we go further here. To seeing what the Lord done, we thank you for your understanding, your encouragement by your spirit, not by power nor by might, but by your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Romans 7 from verse 7 to 11. What shall we say then? Is the law sinful? Certainly not. Nevertheless, I would not have known what sin was had it not been for the law. For I would have not known what coveting really was, if the law had not said, you shall not covet. But sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, produced in me every kind of coveting. For apart from the law, sin was dead. Once I was alive apart from the law, but when the commandment came, sin sprang to life and I died. I found that the very commandment that was intended to bring life actually brought death. For sin, seizing the opportunity afforded by the commandment, deceived me, and through the commandment put me to death.
Just read verse 12 as well quickly.
So then the law is holy, and the commandment is holy, righteous and good.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Mooi om my kykie terug te hê. Dankie. Hallelujah. So here we see it. The law was holy, righteous, and good. And you see, the law is God's nature. It's how God operates and the boundaries that he stays in. And so we see when the law came, it got people to see that they have fallen. It got people to realize that they're not where they're supposed to be. And so without the law, they just, there's a scripture that says, when we just look at ourselves and we look at others, we can many times just go into sin, and because you look into man, you're not looking to your God. And that was the very thing at that time, because all was sin. So people were caught up by the spirit. Remember again, Ephesians 2 verse 2, sin is the result of a spirit at work in sons of disobedience. And so when the law came, it exposed it, and it just brought in mankind the understanding that they need help. There's a power that's taken hold of them. And so that's the whole thing about the law. It came as a mediator for people to realize they need a savior. They've been taken captive. There's a power at work in them greater than their good intentions. And so they need a savior. So it was a tutor to lead people to Jesus. But now Jesus has come 2,000 years ago. We don't need that tutor. Once we're in Jesus and we receive the Spirit then works in us and helps us to overcome and brings us all the beautiful fruits of patience, perseverance, endurance, all the qualities of the child of the living God. The qualities that we have when we are raised and seated with the Lord that we lost, but he brings it back, and then a person can be a new creation. So here we see Paul is speaking about someone that is outside of Christ and he's carnal and he's natural and he's not a new creation, not in tune with God's heart, and he can't be unless he's born again. Amen.
Amen.